inspiring interviews, provocative people. Get ready. Get bold today with your Emmy-winning host, LeGron Green. This is a life.
My guest today is Julia Mick. You can find Julia at breathoflove.org. And I want to say up front that I am very nervous about this interview. And you probably want to know why. As an Oprah producer, I have interviewed hundreds and hundreds of guests for over 15, 20,000 hours of interviewing people. But my guest today is very special. Julia Mick is talking about something so vital, but so simple. But how do you talk about, and we're going to let her answer this question, about the breath of love? Julia, take it away.
Thank you, LeGrand. I just so love your energy and the way you introduce what you're offering here. Thank you for doing this work in the world.
Thank you. So answer that tough question, Julia.
Tough question.
Breath of
love. Yes. So in my work, one of the main things I often emphasize is the simplicity and ease and how really everything in life can be simple and easy. And I have been doing this work for about 12 years, and I have been watching how much people are struggling, especially when it comes to the inner work or spirituality or finding happiness, even that is a struggle, which is a paradox. How can you create struggle around wanting to be happy? Happiness is not meant to be struggle. Happiness and balance is where simplicity and ease happen. So I'm saying this to really inspire people to understand the importance and the power of simplicity when it comes to breathing and knowing how to breathe and how to open thanks to the breath. And my work is called Breath of Love because it's not just about the breath. Anyone can breathe,
right,
and anyone can breathe deeply.
We're all breathing.
yes, but how are you breathing?
Is this
true? See every emotional pattern, especially subconscious emotional patterns, those patterns that you are not even aware of that are living deep underneath your psyche, those patterns influence our breath. So if there's any anxiety, it constricts your breath. If there's any shame or guilt, it constricts your breath.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I don't have to go into the science of the physiological outcome of constricting the breath and not giving your body enough oxygen. I mean, oxygen is so important. So physiologically, you suffer. But what happens is when your breath gets constricted, it actually perpetuates that very anxiety. It perpetuates that guilt or insecurity or worry, whatever you are struggling with. So one access point to deep letting go and deep healing is learning to open up your breath. And it's not as, it's in some ways simple, and you can explore it on your own, but in some ways it's something that needs to be learned and discovered because it's something you haven't maybe experienced for 30 years or 40 years since maybe you were 1 year old. You contracted there, something happened, your breath contracted, your body contracted, your heart closed down, and then you haven't breathed. So it's something very simple that needs to be remembered. But once you remember, you're like, oh, my God, it's so simple and so powerful, and this is my true nature, to live in this state of ease, spaciousness, and simplicity. And that, of course, carries out into your world, the way you're in relationships, the way you're at your job, the way you live your purpose or don't live your purpose, all that.
Well, Julia, I you say something very, like you said, the power of simplicity. And I want to share a personal story here about breath and breathing because it comes up a lot here on Bold. Like I said, this is a place where we are encouraging people to allow shift to happen. And in order for shift to happen, you do have to pause and take a breath. And a lot of people here talk about meditation and talk about getting in touch. And all I say is I ask all of us to connect inside. Just connect. The name doesn't even matter what you call it. But Julia, I had an experience about a year and a half ago, and I've done meditation, and I've done many different things and many types of practices to get in touch inside. But there was a point where I sat down to meditate one day, and I'll never forget this because I think for the first time I actually went there. And what I discovered, Julia, was chaos. I was so my body was running. It was like, the road runner times 50. And I was inside. I was going, all this crazy chaos. And I was, what struck me about that particular moment, Julia, and this is, we're talking to the expert here on breathing in the breath of love, what I realized in that moment was that I was so disconnected from myself that I didn't even notice I was that disconnected, and I was shocked that all this energy and stuff was going on inside of me, and I had no clue, and I had gone through a year and a half of some serious physical things and had been in and out of the doctor and had surgeries, exploratory surgeries, looking for stuff, and no one could find anything. Nothing was wrong with me physiologically. But that moment I realized, oh, this energy inside of me has to go somewhere, and it's causing chaos inside. And you're the perfect person to explain that. I realized in myself that, oh, I have to.
Yeah, and there is a whole science to it, which is exciting, and even just on a physiological level, there's physics to what we're talking about. But I'm going to make it more simple today, and I love that you're bringing this example from your own life, because it is about learning how to allow that energy to move, because all energy inside of you wants to always flow. That's the nature of energy in our universe. It always wants to flow. Like in nature, everything flows slowly or fast. So energy inside must be able to flow in order to create that state of peace and balance you want. And breathing is an important mechanism that allows it to flow, because when breath flows, energy flows through you. But there is another very important component that in some ways is even more important than breath.
Yes, what is that?
Precursor to breath. You cannot breathe in an open, relaxed way if you're not allowing yourself to feel that very emotion that might feel uncomfortable in the moment. If you're going to try to push away that emotion, if you're going to try to resist that feeling or sensation, your breath will try to cooperate with you. So your breath will try to help you, and breath will become constricted again to help you to not feel that very feeling that was about to flow and let go.
We spend so much time running, and I think we spend so much time running away from what we should be running to. And you're saying that this precursor, this...
Everyone deep in their heart, they're longing for the deep experience of feeling loved in every part of themselves. But people keep looking for that love from other places, from other people, from chocolate, from wine, from movies, from boss, from whomever, from their dad. But really the deep experience of being loved in the places that you believed were not lovable, that's what we all are longing for, really. And it begins with learning to allow that part of yourself that you thought wasn't lovable, that you learned that you shouldn't be feeling it, it wasn't okay to feel it, it was bad or it was wrong, and instead changing that programming around and moving into love and opening to that place, embracing that place. And if you do that, all of a sudden, your breath becomes free, deep and open on its own.
Well, Julia, I have to be very honest with you. I'm feeling what you're saying. I almost want to cry.
Beautiful.
It,
good.
It, 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 You posted something on your Facebook page or your website today that I wrote down, and it's a quote from Joseph Campbell. It's what you're talking about here, that the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek.
Ah, yes.
Thank you, Joseph Campbell, and thank you, Julia Mick, for sharing that with us today. And I think I'm near tears here because there's so many, we all have this, it's not just me, but it's coming through me right now. We all have experiences that we don't want to talk about and we wish we hadn't done, and all these, the shame and the, you know, I've wrecked my life a number of times.
So yeah. Not just,
but was holding on to the shame and replaying that in my mind. And I think that was part of the chaos that I was personally feeling in that moment where my breath, my whole body was running on a different plane and I did not know. But I'm so happy Julia's here today because she is, I told her before the podcast, an ideal guest for Bold. We are about talking to people from different lifestyles and different paths and different ways of being in the world from all around the world. And Julia has brought her experience of her life into what she's doing. Her life's work is breathoflove.org. And I know for what I intend here at Bold, because this is the stuff that you guys don't know about. I didn't just start this podcast just to, oh, I want to hear myself talk. Quite honestly, I don't want to hear myself talk. But the three things I wrote down that I want every listener to get is that there are pathways to forgiveness, balance, and what I call loving self-care, but Julia is calling the access point for that breath of life, for that breath of love.
Yes. Yes.
Julia, how did you get so smart?
Oh, through my own very deep challenges in my own life. I wasn't blissful for my whole life. And of course, I still have moments where I'm evolving. Obviously, thank God, I'm growing and expanding all the time. But I really learned those things through my own deep challenges, through my own depression, through anorexia, through bulimia, through like really, really deep, dark night of the soul. So I've had plenty of opportunities to understand the power and glory of loving myself unconditionally and how where all the healing happens. I began this journey mostly helping people heal emotionally, heal from their shame and insecurity and anxiety. But the more I did it throughout the years, I started noticing that, wow, how actually physical body and even chronic disease and illness totally heals when people completely let go and heal those underlying emotional struggles. It's amazing how the physical body, too, is completely connected, obviously, to that flow of energy through us or the lack of the flow of energy. So it's so important for our whole well-being to learn to love ourselves, not just think about it, but to learn to feel it in the body,
exactly,
through breath, through relaxation, through allowing every sensation. Yeah.
Well, you hit on something that I think is very key, because a lot of people, you know, you hear the term, and it's been very, you know, in vogue for about almost two decades here now, about mind, body, spirit. And that is a wonderful phrase. I love talking about mind, body, and spirit. But what you just pointed out, Julia, the missing component is emotions.
Yeah.
The emotional energy. We can, you know, we can own where we want or go. We can go to the top of the highest mountain or swim to the deepest sea and whatever spiritual experiences there are. So many shamanic journeys we can take. There's so much we can do. But it's the internal landscape that we need to travel. And
you really do.
That's where the power is. And I'm hearing about the mind, body, spirit, and this piece you're adding, Julia, with the emotions. You take people on these journeys through your work. And I think you have, is it a four-day vision that people can personally go on with you, Vision Quest, that they can go on with you, or you can help people guide them through this process?
Yes, if they want to work with me in person, they can come travel to me and you do a four-day Vision Quest in person. Yeah, it's a very powerful private retreat. Yeah.
Oh, well, I might have to book my little 4 days, Julia.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
And I know, like you said, you shared your personal experience, and I always like to honor all our guests on Bold who share, as you were going through your list of, and I'm sure there were a myriad of experiences, but from the anorexia to depression to many other things that led you to realize that there was a connection going on here with your work. What can people find when they go to, once again, breathoflove.org? What will we find, Julia?
Well, you'll find information there about my work, but one of the most exciting things you can find is meditations I'm offering there. It's all for free, so that's a really good place to practice and cultivate what we began speaking of here, because this is right now with you. It's more theoretical, and yeah, be inspiring people to check in with themselves,
right,
to open their heart, but to actually have the support to practice it, to have that meditation, to have somebody guide you through it. That's what I'm offering on my website, so I'm really glad I can offer it to anyone, everywhere. It's all for free. Yeah, and it's all there.
Well, so you go to Julia's website, and she offers these meditations. And, yeah, these are Bold conversations here are only 20 minutes long. So they're meant to be intros to show you different pathways to healing and wholeness. So these meditations you offer, Julia, you walk us through the meditation process, and you give us tools that people can use to empower and really transform their lives.
Exactly. And it's so powerful. Once you experience it for yourself, you're like, oh my God, how come I missed this all my life? It's so simple and so powerful. And you can feel it immediately. It's all about feeling it as your immediate embodied experience.
And when people go to, when people take these journeys with you, Julia, what's the first step you would tell someone out there listening right now? What's the first step they can do to go inside?
Well, I just have to mention that the first step is to take some time for yourself, even if it's just 15 minutes, to find that quiet place where you're not distracted. And I just have to mention it so you don't do it somewhere in the middle of a grocery store where you're distracted and there's noise all around you. But the second step and the real inward step is to, yeah, take a few deep breaths, maybe even 7 deep breaths, and then let the breath help you from there to simply feel yourself unconditionally, to feel that sensation that is weird, to feel that feeling that's uncomfortable, and explore for yourself what does it mean to actually open your heart to that place and not judge it. And your own experience will teach you a lot. That's my simple 2-step advice.
Well, you're always a breath away from love. It's always there. So that's empowering for us, Julia, and I so appreciate you being a guest on Bold today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Julia Mick. You can find Julia at breathoflove.org. And if you like what you've heard today, join the conversation at getboldtoday.com. Like us, tweet us at getboldtoday on Facebook and Twitter. And if you're listening to this on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you access this powerful conversation with Julia, let us know. Give us a rating. Let everyone know that there's a movement afoot that is talking about shift and change and transformation. And you can access that right here, right now. We close as always. Shift happens right where you are. Be the change and get bold today.